Eastern Uinta County near the Colorado border has some of the largest deposits of oil shale in the world. Right now, they're primarily used by wildlife and a few species of plants found nowhere else, but an Estonian company called Inefit hopes to change that. Inefit plans to mine and process 50,000 barrels of oil shale a day. None of their oil shale would come from federal land, but the infrastructure needed to support their mining operations would. And the impact of the infrastructure required, which includes a 19-mile water pipeline, is a central concern of the seven environmental groups opposing the project.
At the very least, this project would require piping about 10,000 acre feet annually from the Green River to the mine site in the Uinta Basin. And that's a problem because the Colorado River system is already drying. It's already over allocated. We're already facing historic shortages. And the Green River is a cradle for endangered fish recovery. And those fish need that water.
That's Taylor McKinnon, public lands campaigner with the Center for Biological Diversity. The Center for Biological Diversity, along with six other groups, issued a notice of intent to sue the Fish and Wildlife Administration and the Bureau of Land Management, stating that the water pipeline could harm recovery efforts for endangered native fish, like the Colorado pike minnow, razorback sucker, humpback chub, and bony-tail chub.
If the project goes through and the water is removed from the Green River, then it's going to be one more factor working against endangered fish recovery. It's going to further compromise water managers' ability to provide for the recovery flows, the minimum base flows in the summer, and the spring flooding flows that provide for nursery habitat for the fish that those fish need to recover.
The federal government has until April 27th to respond to the notice from the seven environmental groups. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Leslie Ferrero.